1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is calling on his Israeli counterpart to listen to the calls from the international community and commit to a ceasefire. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected growing demands for de-escalation in Lebanon, pledging to carry out full-force attacks against Hezbollah. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the calls from across the world for an immediate ceasefire are loud and clear.
We are very concerned, and the world is concerned, about the escalation that is continuing here and the consequences for it.
Speaking to the UN Security Council, Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong says Lebanon cannot become the next Gaza and urged the international community to work together towards lasting peace. Noah Seckham, Canberra.
A new report has found shoppers are increasingly losing trust in Australia's major supermarkets. Zach De Silva reports.
The consumer watchdog has found Australians are paying 20% more for groceries than they were 5 years ago, while some suppliers complain they're being stretched to the limit by Coles and Woolworths. The ACCC has released an interim report marking the halfway point of its inquiry into the supermarket sector. Deputy Chairman Mick Keogh says smaller players are being edged out by the grocery giants, reducing competition.
The dominance of Woolworths and Coles has been further consolidated over the last two decades.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Coles and Woolies need to deliver value for shoppers.
Supermarkets need to do better.
The ACCC will hand down its final report early next year.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers has not ruled out making changes to negative gearing or capital gains tax before the next election. The Treasury Department has been asked to provide modelling on the controversial taxes. Asked if he would rule out any changes, Dr. Chalmers did not answer the question directly.
Well, we've made it really clear through the course of the week that our priority and our focus is on rolling out $32 billion worth of investment, because our highest priority and our biggest focus is supply.
Police have charged a rideshare driver over a crash which killed a father and daughter in Sydney's southwest. Katie Fuller reports.
The lives of a 12-year-old girl and her 41-year-old father were cut short when the sedan they were travelling in collided with the ute at Milperra, rolling and trapping them inside. A 10-year-old boy and 52-year-old man were taken to hospital. The other driver, a 19-year-old man, escaped with minor injuries. The man behind the wheel of the DD has now been charged with two counts of negligent driving occasioning death and causing bodily harm by misconduct. He's been granted bail to appear in court in November.
The number of Mpox cases across Australia has surged, swelling from a handful to hundreds in the space of a few months. Research by the University of New South Wales Kirby Institute shows there have been more than 600 notified cases in the current quarterly reporting period. This is up from only 6 confirmed cases in the first 3 months to 2024. The vast majority of cases are among men, although 2 women have also been diagnosed. A hurricane headed for the US state of Florida has intensified into a Category 4 storm. Residents are being told lives are at risk and have been ordered to leave their homes. Authorities have warned the system could be unsurvivable, and residents who refuse to evacuate are being told to write their name on their arm in permanent marker. Helene is expected to make landfall in coming hours. Hundreds of thousands of football fans have filled the streets of Melbourne ahead of the AFL's first grand final since 2006 to feature 2 non-Victorian teams. Melbourne Park is packed for today's parade before Sydney and Brisbane go head-to-head tomorrow. Lions superfan Jacob is headed there from Brisbane for the match. He says he's full of confidence.
From what I've seen, the boys are a bit more calm this year. They're a bit more relaxed. They know what's going on. They've done a lot of media appearances. They've arrived a bit early.
Hope weather.
A chance of showers becoming less likely during this afternoon. Winds southeasterly at 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, increasing to 30-40 k's along the coast. Right now it's 17 degrees in the city and in the west. Tomorrow a shower or two, heading to tops of 20 degrees. Sunday a high chance of showers and 23. Monday a chance of showers, a top of 22. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
In Timor-Leste, three-quarters of the population struggle to access adequate health care due to their remote living conditions. Mission Aviation Fellowship is a Christian organisation that uses aircraft to bring essential services to these areas in Timor-Leste and 23 other countries. Last year, MAF flew 320 medevac flights in Timor-Leste, almost one life-saving flight every day. Join us in bringing hope to the people of Timor-Leste. Visit our website to donate today, maf.org.au/TL.
Station sponsor.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us this Saturday, the 28th of September, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
Heavy delays on the M1 through Cowan, a crash now cleared off southbound past the Barawa exit. Drummoyne unauthorised works, citybound Victoria Road approaching Westbourne Street. Rosella car breakdown westbound, one lane blocked Victoria Road approaching Henley Marine Drive. Craig Silvey's best-selling novel Runt is in cinemas these school holidays with an all-star cast including Celeste Barber, Jai Courtney and Lily Latour. Runt in cinemas now. Station sponsor, I'm Brooke. That's the latest city traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2, the difference this makes.
Good afternoon, Chris Jolly with you. The Earth is getting a new moon Sunday night. You might be thinking, like the new moon we see each month? No, I mean an additional one. I'll tell you more in just a moment. This is Bella Taylor-Smith on Hope 103.2.
Can you remember the last time? Yeah, this is the first time that I've stopped to think about it. We've been reaching for the railing, trying to find steady ground. I think it's about time we figure it out. I forgot to hold you close, 'cause I'm starving and we both know.
I don't wanna be without.
Hope 1032.
Space between the shoulders, and the satellite pictures from the world that you explored.
Need to breathe on Hope 103.2. The Earth is getting a new moon Sunday night. You may have heard Brendan and Danny Bell talking about it this morning.
Earth is about to gain a new cosmic companion.
Oh, that's fun.
A brand new moon. A smaller moon. It's going to enter our orbit on Sunday. It'll be visible through a telescope.
Whoa.
And will be with us for 53 days before it escapes out of Earth's atmosphere and disappears off into the solar system. That's right.
So cool.
A very own moon. Another moon.
As long as it's not Sailor Moon.
No, not Sailor Moon. But yes, the Earth is getting a new moon Sunday night. I'm not talking about the new moon each month either. I'm talking about an actual moon, another moon. Say hello to 2024 PT5, Earth's newest mini moon. Expected to go into orbit of Earth for a couple of months from Sunday. It's a near-Earth asteroid that's about to be captured by our planet for a short time. But then it'll be released back into the solar system to orbit the sun. If you want to see it, you will need a telescope, though. So I'm sensing a ton of trips to the observatory over the school holidays and more moon-related content. This is Tinder Arena on Hope 103.2.
It's true. 1032.
Now, more than ever before.
Once upon a time, you were 25, walking up the aisle. You made the promise of your life. Blinked twice and you were 29, singing lullabies. And I looked up at you for the first time. Words fall short, but I am sure they'll never. So I'll sing this song for you. Woke up, I was 21, and I fell in love. Remember how I told you that I'd search the world, and I found the girl. And oh, how she reminds me of you.
My father, even when I'm scared, and when someone's in trouble, I'll never leave them there. And I love like my mother, like there's nothing to lose. You're my unsung hero, and I sing this song for you.
The King of Country, Hope 103.2. Now, have you installed the Hope 103.2 app on your phone? I've been exploring it, and there's a ton on there. You've got the latest podcasts. You can listen live, which is super cool. And there are all the latest blog posts, like the one about revenge bedtime procrastination. What is that? It's called Procrastinate Less, Reclaim Your Time, and Find More Rest. You can find it there. What's it all about? Well, do you stay up later than you should? Because that's the time everyone else has gone to bed. And now's your chance for some me time before eventually going to bed yourself. Well, don't worry. You're not alone. I do it nearly every night. It's a relatively new thing where people stay up late at night to catch up on their free time. When I say new thing, I mean now there's research being done on it. You can read the blog post for some really useful tips to procrastinate less, reclaim your time, and find more rest on the app or hope1032.com.au.
Sydney's Hope
103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Watch that fever climb.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Hollywood smile. Earlwood style. Get the smile you love at Earlwood Dental Care. We take care of everything dental, from general dental care to Invisalign, braces, veneers and implants, including all on four. And we accept all health funds and afterpay. Smile with confidence wherever you are. Runway, school day or cafe. Station sponsor Earlwood Dental Care. Healthy teeth, happy smiles. Visit earlwooddentalcare.com.au to make an appointment.
Bear Childcare has been named number one childcare centre in Sydney. Here's Eleni, Director of Bear Childcare.
Of course you value those early years of your child's learning and development. At Bear Childcare, we fill that with personalised love, education and care. And we really become a family within our own Bear Childcare community. We love our community adventures on the Bear Childcare bus.
Looking for number one in quality care for your child? Contact station sponsor Bear Childcare. Visit bearchildcare.com.au.
Hope 1032. From Mooney Mooney to Campbelltown, we're right with you.
We'll be right back.
is meant to be big fun. You're not hurting anyone, nobody loses. Let the music make you free. Be what you wanna be, make no excuses. You gotta do, do. You gotta do what you wanna do. Say what you wanna say. Go where you wanna go. Just do it. Let's get loud. Let's get loud. Turn the music up to hear that sound. Let's get loud. Let's get loud. Ain't nobody gotta tell you what you gotta do.
Eso! Así, así es que me gusta, ya tú sabes. Échale canela.
Let's get loud.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't worry at all, this love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Way down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying. Why I'm always running when you're telling me. Telling me don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, you will make your heavy light.
Got the shoulders for the burdens I'm bearing. Broke down and pulling over by the wayside. Was never made for this type of way. So I throw my hands up and my load gets lighter. I throw my hands up and then burn like fire. Float up to heaven like the smoke in the air. I flip my worries in the prayer, leave them right there.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright.
If you can see him through God's eyes, if you can only see him through God's eyes, yeah. I know your problems in God's eyes. If you can see him through God's eyes, yeah, he's right on time, right on time.
Just lay it down, it's not your fight.
Right on time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Aaron
Lauren Cole and Toby Mack, Hope 103.2. Good afternoon. Chris Jolly with you. Taking a quick look at the text line. Joy says she remembers watching Tina Arena back when she was on Young Talent Time. Joy, I remember going to the live shows as a kid at the Entertainment Centre. Great times as well. Thank you so much for that, Joy. Now, if you're wanting to do outdoorsy type things tomorrow, you'll be happy to know it shouldn't be too hot or cold or rainy. For that matter, we're expecting it to be cloudy and a top of 19. You could almost call it Goldilocks weather.
Hey, I'm Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Dr. Vaya Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
Is your soap making your dry, sensitive skin worse? The answer could be as simple as Soap de Villa's divine range of goat's milk soap. Soft and gentle on skin and a trusted natural remedy for your skin irritations. Proudly Australian made and packaged in eco-friendly materials with free delivery. It's the goat of soap. Station sponsor Soap de Villa. Luxury in every bar. Order now at soapdevilla.com.au and save 10% with promo code RADIO.
You're an individual. You want services unique to your needs, routine and personality. Adventist Aged Care is also unique. Honest Christian values, tailored services, impressive facilities. Adventist Aged Care has one simple goal, the well-being and happiness of every resident in a safe, social, Christian environment. Station sponsor Adventist Aged Care, Warunga and Kings Langley. Independent living and residential aged care. Book your private tour at aacsyd.org.au.
Recently, I joined a panel of academics on a radio show. Our topic was faith and experience in contemporary churches, but we covered much more than that. One caller rang in to say, "From what I know of some churches, you're supposed to check your intellect in at the door, but you all sound fairly reasonable people." We all laughed, glad we came across as being reasonable. But his comments weren't all that surprising. They reflect the tension some people see between faith and reason, between rationalism and the supernatural. But there's no reason to pitch those two perspectives against each other. God is natural. He works through scientific processes and through natural causes. But he's also supernatural. Miracles should be part of our lives. At times that may mean we operate a little differently. Faith doesn't always look reasonable, and God often asks us to live beyond the common sense realm. The God life is natural and supernatural. Being a Christian doesn't mean taking leave of our senses, but rather fully engaging them, as well as experiencing things we will never be able to fully explain. This is Tanya Harris of GodConversations.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
You stripped your love down to the wire, by your shining cold alone outside. You stripped it right down to the wire, but I see you behind those tired eyes. Now as you wait through the shadows that live in your heart, you'll find the light that leads home. 'Cause I see you for you and the beautiful stars. Take my hand, don't let go. 'Cause it's not too late, it's not too late. I see the hope in your heart. Dark, but I see the hope in your heart. Darkness in the light,
kind of blue that leaves you lost and blind. The only thing that's black and white is that you don't have to walk alone this time. You have to tear down the walls that live in your heart to find someone you call home. Now you see me for me and my beautiful scars. Take my hand, don't let go. I see the hope in your heart.
Keep at it, Sydney.
You got all that emotion that's heaving like an ocean, and you're drowning in a deep, dark well. I can hear it in your voice that if you only had a choice, you would rather be anyone else. I love you just the way that you are. I love the way you made your precious heart. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. I know it's hard to hear it when that anger in your spirit is pointed like an arrow at your chest. When the voices in your mind are anything but kind, and you can't believe your father knows best. I love you just the way that you are. I love the way he's shaping your heart. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. How does it end when the war that you're in is just you against you against you? Gotta learn to love, learn to love, learn to love your enemies too. Can't expect to be perfect, it's a fight you gotta forfeit. You belong to me, whatever you do. So lay down your weapon, darling, take a deep breath and believe that I love you. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself.
Maybe
spark between. One gets torn apart, one gets a broken heart. I know.
Music from Coldplay. Good afternoon, Chris Jolly with you. Hope 103.2. What a fun outing for your Saturday. Well, if you love a bargain while raising funds for a good cause, there's an easy option. Epping Baptist Playtime Garage Sale. They're going to be having household goods, bric-a-brac, even small appliances, clothes, golf equipment. I've been thinking about getting back into golf. Maybe I should get down there for that. They've also got some tech gear and portable aircon for those warmer months ahead. Check out the community notice board on our website for more info. Latest headlines with Hope News up next.
Hope 103.2, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
You know, there are children who actually enjoy going to the doctor.
I do.
Me too.
I like my doctor.
Norwest General Practice is a family practice.
I was sick.
The doctors are great with children. They treat them well in every way.
My doctor made me better.
Norwest General Practice has a paediatrician, childhood nurse and many health services on site.
My doctor's fun.
Station sponsor Norwest General Practice. Visit norwestgp.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
Screaming my heart when I
1032.
I've been hearing symphonies. Before all I heard was silence. A rhapsody for you and me. And every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along. Then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you. And now your song is on repeat. And I'm dancing on to your heartbeat. And when you're gone,
Hope 1032. 1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The Prime Minister is urging Israel and Lebanon to step back from the brink amid concerns about a broader war in the Middle East. Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected a US-led proposal for an immediate 21-day ceasefire. The IDF has carried out more targeted strikes in Beirut overnight, killing 2 people and wounding 15 more. Anthony Albanese says escalating the conflict helps no one.
Australia supports the call by the United States and other like-minded countries for an immediate ceasefire in both Israel to Lebanon across those borders, as well as an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers has used his visit to China to push for the removal of trade restrictions on Australian lobsters. He says he's seeking a speedy resolution on the punishing sanctions. Weakness in the Chinese economy is also on the agenda. Airports on Australia's east coast are experiencing one of their busiest days of domestic travel this year. Max White reports.
Over 250,000 people are expected to pass through Sydney, Brisbane and Melbourne airports today, which could break records. Crowds largely driven by footy fans making their way to the AFL Grand Final in Melbourne, which will see the Sydney Swans take on the Brisbane Lions tomorrow. Today also coinciding with the beginning of school holidays in New South Wales and the end of the Queensland students' break. Here at the domestic terminal in Sydney, 80,000 are expected through the gates, many of whom donning the iconic Sydney Swan scarf.
Go the Swannies.
Go the Swans, up the Bloods.
At this stage, everything seems to be going to schedule, but passengers are still being urged to allow extra travel time.
Loved ones have gathered to farewell Sydney schoolgirl Charlotte O'Brien, who took her life following allegations of bullying. A funeral for the 12-year-old has been held at Mary Immaculate Catholic Church in Bosley Park, which was her primary school. In place of flowers, Charlotte's family asked people to donate to the kids' helpline. Education Minister Prue Carr has told the ABC everything possible must be done to support students who feel vulnerable.